So I put the source sheet up. Here, I'll put it up again. Okay. All right, a few more halachos on this business with the birds. Do you need to actually take the birds in order to be yotzei the mitzvah? So this is a continuing dispute somewhat. So let's see. So the so in the on page one, so we have the tour here. So the tour in Hay says, right, that if you want to take the mother and then send away the children, so that you're not allowed to do. Meaning, what's the pasuk? The pasuk is, yeah, if you want to take the children, you have to send away the mother. So to take, hold the mother and to send the kids away, so that's usher. It's probably usher. It's probably nisur d'oraisa, right? So shalcha v'chazara. And if you send it away and it comes back, so even many times, so you would have to continue to send it away. But if you sent away the mother and then you took the children and then you put them back in the nest, I mean you picked them up and then put them back, and then the mother came back, so then you're pater milishlach. So then you're pater from sending her away, meaning you don't have to send her away anymore. I mean, you can just take the eggs without sending away the mother, or take the mother without sending away, without sending her away. That is the halacha here. Why am I being okay? So ve'im. I forgot to lock the door. So we continue on in Vav here. So v'im natal ha'im mi'al habanim v'lo shalcha yishalchena adayin liptur. And if you take away the mother from the children, and you don't send her away, so yishalchena adayin, so you should then go ahead and send her away, and you would be pater. I mean, you pick her up and say, oh, I'm gonna walk home with this. And then then your frum friend in Smichas Chaver, all the questions are your frum friend comes and joins you. So your frum friend comes and says, "What are you doing? Right? You can't just take the mother bird away." So you shall chena adai in lepas. So then you, at that point you could send it away upatur, and then you would be exempt. What do you mean exempt? So mean exempt from achiv of makos. You'd be chayiv makos otherwise. But remember, there is two mitzvahs that are involved here. There's a lo taseh that you're not allowed to take the mother, and then there's the aseh of send away the mother in order to take the children, in order to take the eggs or the birds. So if you take the mother and then you say, okay, now you got to send her away, so as long as you then go ahead and do that, so we consider that to be a lav hanita klase, right? It's a lav that leads to a mitzvah ase, and you still have the ability to be yotze the mitzvah. Fine. So take a look here in the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef continues. Amar. No. This is on wheels, Ricky. This is not safe.
Why?
You're not supposed to be. Okay, so comes the Beis Yosef here and says, yeah, this is a Mishnah, right? I'm a harei ani no telasaim mishalchas abanim. I'm going to take the mom and send away the kids, right? Chayev l'shaleach, you have to send away the mother. Shemar shaleach l'shaleach asaim. That's what the pasuk says. Perish I'm a harei ani no telasaim, right? V'harei ani no tel haim al abanim. Lo amar klum l'fi shechova alav l'shaleach asaim. Right? Your obligation at that point is to send away the mother bird. So shalcha v'chazra, afilu im, then if it keeps coming back, so that's also what the Mishnah says, and gives the reasoning, because it says, the shalach, afilu me'apamim, even if it means it repeats itself in that pasuk, so even if it means 100 times you gotta send it away, you still gotta go ahead and send it away. And then, right, the last section here, avalim shalcha v'natal abanim, then you put him back, so that's also the Mishnah there, v'tayim yishum dekevan dekvar zacha bahem mazim in krinlu, that once you've already acquired the egg, so then it's considered to be mazum, and it's considered to be as if it is already, if they're already in your possession. Now, this idea of then the lav hanita klase, so that's the next Beis Yosef, which is really a Mishnah Maseches Makos, that if you take the children, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Raha Notel Eim Al Banim, you take away the mother, Rabbi Yehuda says, you get Malkus, the Eim Mishaleach, and you don't have to bother sending it away anymore. The Chum say, no, send it away, and then you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus. And the rule is, any mitzvah losase that has an ase attached to it, Eim Chayiv Aleihem, you're not going to be Chayiv on it if you do the ase. And the Lach is like the Chachamim. So that's how we normally understand the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. There's a potential losase. There's a potential low sase, and then there is a... Oh, sorry. Oh, sec. Ricky, you want to say hi to Sava? Here. Say hi to Sava. It's a little late for her. Okay, there's...
I'm trying to figure out a way to see my dentist via Zoom. was necessary.
Okay, so that's I guess enough to get started on here. So the if we go to the Shulchan Aruch, page 4, I think in the on the sources. So it says here, page 4 and page 5. So page 4, we're up to Hey, right? So page 4, the bottom of page 4. Ha'im ratzal likach ha'im v'lishloach ha'banim, ein rishai shalcha. Right, if you want to take the mother, u'lishaleach ha'banim, ein rishai, and send away the kids, you're not allowed to do that, right? There's a period that's supposed to go there. But shalcha v'chazara, afilu kapamim, chayiv lachzor u'lishalcha. But if it keeps coming back, you have to keep sending it away. But if you send it away, and in the interim, you take the children, so and then it comes back, still, then you're going to be pater, because at that point already it is you've already done the mitzvah and the eggs are already considered to be memuchan. They're already considered to be prepared for you. So that's like taking a chicken egg out of a chicken coop where everything is already collected already. So there's no mitzvah shiluach hakein there. At that point, you could just take what you need to do. So the Shach here comments in Yud, v'natal habanim b'hechzir, so it keeps coming back. So it says the Shach, the kaven de kfar zacha behen, you already acquired it. So mezuman kreenan behu. The fize im haya b'chatzero, so therefore if it is in your chatzer, kol sheshalcha afal pi shelo natlon zachsalo. So the Shach says, aha! So if the whole thing is that it needs to be in your possession, so if it's in your chatzer, you don't actually need to take it. You don't actually have to pick it up. Right, as long as you, at that moment, you are now sent away the mother, and now you have the eggs, they're in your possession, you say, I hereby, these are my eggs, so chatzero, you're zochet by way of what you call a kinyan chatzer, right, your spot, the spot that it is, that's how you acquire it, right, it's one of the kinyanim that we do for chametz on Pesach, is a kinyan chatzer, right, we rent out the space upon which the chametz is to the non-Jew, and then tell the non-Jew whatever is on that space is hereby yours, and that's one of the ways that the non-Jew acquires the chametz. So zachzul chatzer v'im chazra aleihem patur milshalef. So then, if the mother comes back, so then you don't have to send it away anymore. Plus, they're already your eggs; they're already owned by you at that point. And then imnata, and then the next line is imnata la'im mi'albanim v'lo shalcha, right, yishalchena upater. So then, at that point, you would send it away, and you would be pater here. So what do you mean you're pater from? So here the shach jumps in, yeah, and you're pater from malchus. I mean, you don't have to be chay malchus. The kevin should be yadu l'shalcha od, enu chay malchus, because you can, and so long as you can still send it away, meaning there's no time frame on this, so long as you can still send it away, you're not going to be chayiv makus on it. But to do that, l'chachila, I mean, to take the mother and then say, all right, and then I'll send it away, so the Shach says you shouldn't do that. But and also you run into some trouble, because let's say you pick up the mother bird, and then from friend comes along and says, oh, you better send it away, otherwise you're going to be chayiv misa. So you're about to send it away, and then, you got so intense from friend yelling at you that you realize that you choked the bird to death already, right? So at that point, the bird is dead, so you're going to be chayiv, you're going to be chayiv makos. I mean, you've lost your opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah's assay. Oh, sheshachta kodem sheshalcha, or let's say you shechted it already, right? So that's it, sorry, game over. So then you'd be chayiv makos on kevin she'en b'yadu l'kayim mitzvah. Plus, you can't fulfill it anymore. That's what the Rambam says, and that's what others say as well. The Ran as well, because of Oda Rambam Sham Kibel Mitzvos Lo Tase Shenita Klase Chayv L'Kayim Ase Shabav Im Lo. You're going to get Makus on it. And Ba'acher V'Chatafa Eim Yada. What about if somebody else comes along and grabs the mother bird from you? O Shabarcha Mitachas Yada, or just got away. Shalom Midaita. You didn't realize it. So also you'd be chayiv makos. Shenemar shaleich to shaleich. I mean, you actively have to be the one to send it away. So just because from friend comes along and grabs it from you and throws it and chucks it away someplace, so that's a problem, because you haven't fulfilled. You have the mitzvah of shaleich to shalach. If it gets away from you somehow some other way, so then you're back stuck to having the lo saseh on your in your possession. Now there is right. Okay. So there is then a discussion here. Okay, so there is then a discussion here along these lines of, okay, how much ownership do you actually need? So here on page, 4 or 5, I guess on page 6 or so we have a page here from another one of these This is from volume 4 of the Kovetz Halachos on Shiluach HaKein. And there he has the discussion there of, do you need to actually take the children away? So it seems pretty indicative from the Shach, at least, that you don't need to do that. However, if you look at the second paragraph here, he says, El di yesh la'ayin, l'cha'ora, de b'sefer beis lechem Yehuda, hochiach mehazohar. It learns out from the Zohar that tzarech dafka litos abanim. No, you specifically need to take away the kids, right? But the lo ketshuvas chacham tzvi, simen pei gimel, not like the chacham tzvi. Why? Mishum de b'zohar isa shekeshelukeach abanim min ha'im, holchus v'tzoach malach ha'nikra of mikoach zed nasa hisorus l'mala. He says, wait a second. The whole point of this, meaning we learned the first week about, is this something that you should be looking to do, right? Or is it just something if you need the exit you're going to do? So probably 99% of the time that Shiluach HaKein is done this way, is done today, it's done based on the Zohar. That we're saying that, oh, it's a mitzvah that we're going to actively do it because people aren't really collecting eggs that way anyways, right? So you're going out of your way to go ahead and do it. So in order to fulfill the Zohar, in order for the mother to go and complain and be all upset that it's missing its eggs, it actually needs to be missing the eggs. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm here by kona it, and therefore I'm yotze. It's like, I think Rosavlovsky used to say, like when you go to the mikveh, so a woman also, right, man or woman, go to the mikveh, so you only have to dunk once. I mean, you don't really gain anything by dunking more than one time. But, the mikvah, women, when they go to the mikvahs, they dunk 3 times. And also men, they dunk for 3 times for some reason. And if you go to the Ariz mikvah, you have to dunk 7 times. So he's like, there's no real reason. But, when I went to the Ariz mikvah once, so I felt that, it's the Ariz mikvah, I'll dunk 7 times. But I did it in a Litvish way, meaning I dunked my head, and then I stuck my finger up 7 times in order to fulfill it that way, right? But here, what are you accomplishing, according to the Zohar, that the whole point is to get the mother to complain, so what are you accomplishing if you leave the eggs there? And, that's why the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it as well, that no, you're supposed to take the eggs with you. You shouldn't just leave it there and say, I'm hereby being zocha them, I'm hereby owning them. However, he quotes here from, I'm not sure why it's small, but he quotes from Rav Shmuel, right, that the author here of Kleinman is quoting from Rav Shmuel, saying that the ikar halimun me'azohar hu da mitzvah ena shiluach ha'im bilvad el shalech te shalech ha'im v'abanim tikach lach. He says, what do you mean? The mitzvah is to send away the mother and take the kids. V'adayin ish lomer dekicha sh'amar ha'kasev hainu kinyan dekicha. He says, well, what's the pasuk mean? The pasuk means to acquire it. So acquiring it means acquiring it. So very good, you didn't make it disappear. But it's still an acquisition, right? You have still acquired those eggs. So how can you say that you're not yotzi the mitzvah? Right? Ikri kan v'frat demistam hazocha bebeitzim o efrochim harehu notlan minakan. Right? Mikol malkum kevin dekicha hainu kinyan. Right? Taking it means you were kona it. Akein afim zocha ba'ofen shenisharu bekan. Therefore, even if you were kona it in a way that it remained in the nest, you can't say that you've lessened the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Because you've been yotzei, you were yotzei taking the eggs. And see also the sefer shaleach tishalach, right? That also Rav Chaim Kanievsky said the same thing, that just being zocha the beitzim, or just acquiring it in some way, even though you haven't necessarily removed it, so you've been yotzei the mitzvah. So I don't know if Chassidim are more machbid on this. Could be the Chassidim, when they fulfill it, are more machbid to somehow get rid of the eggs or get rid of the nest or something like that. But if Litvaks want to follow the Litvak way of fulfilling the Zohar here, it does not necessarily require you touching and moving the eggs, just sort of acquiring it. If you're acquiring it, by the way, meaning that only really works if it's in your property. You're acquiring it by way of a kinyan chatzer. Otherwise, you would need to figure out a way of actually being kona it. But if it is on your property and not on your property in a way that's totally separated, and you didn't have and you had in mind that any nests that grow on my property, that come on my property, I'm not acquiring it until I fulfill the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. So at least according to the sort of the Lifish poskim, one is not required to actually handle the eggs or the birds in order to be yotze.
Right. Do you have to take all the eggs, or just do you require?
No. So I think just taking one egg. I think that's actually, it might be in Zion or Ches.
The title of the Dalit is Ein Tzarech L'Zachos B'Chalav Beitzim Shevakan.
Right. You don't. Where do you see that?
The title of the page you've been on. At the top.
The title?
Talith.
Oh. On top of that day. Right. Yeah. You don't have to take all the eggs. I know I saw it someplace today, right? If you have two or more, in Sarach Lissus V'chol HaBeitz and Shebekan, right? You don't have to take all of them. That's actually the next footnote, but yeah, you only have to take one of them. So potentially, if there's more than one around, so then you could be Yotze. Now, the flip side of that question is discussed here in the printing of Kovei Tzalachos. This person, this Rabbi Kleinman, is prolific. A couple of weeks ago, I found myself in a Sfarim store, in Lakewood for the first time in several years. So it was with Rabbi Shunman. So it was like, Rabbi Shunman said to me, be careful, I could do major damage in a place like this. But I did come across the Rav Kleinman apparently printed a two-volume Shas Tshuvas, which is pretty thick. This is just one of the two volumes. And he sort of put in Kovetz Halachos in the back. So when you were learning Hilchos Mezuzah, and there are references to Kovetz Halachos on Hilchos Mezuzah, and I didn't understand what that was referring to, so now I understand. Because most of it, probably 85% of the book is Shas Tshuvas, and in the back, he has various Kovetz Halachos type thing, where he says the same style, Halacha on the top, and sources on the bottom, usually including a Psak, from Rav Shmuel. So I put down this. The last two pages of the source sheet are something that he has about Shiluach HaKein here, and that is, this is in volume 2, I think. Yeah, this is volume 2. And there, what?
Looks like what we have is mezuzahs.
That's the top of the page. But towards the bottom, Nun Dalid, at the bottom, right? What do you have? What I send you?
We don't have Nun Dalid, Tof Ayin Aleph.
Oh no, I sent you the wrong page. Yeah, I'm one off. Sorry about that. Okay, sorry about that. So I said one off. All right, so I'll say it to you. So he says here, well, what about, can multiple people then do Shiluach HaKein with this one with one egg? Meaning the mitzvah is to acquire it, right? That's whether you need to actually pick it up, whether you just have to have in mind that I'm being zochet. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to acquire it. So can I say, all right, now I acquired it, and now I'm disacquiring it. Now I'm putting it down, and now the next person could come along and be Yotze Shiluach HaKein with this bird and with this egg.
Which is what people seem to do.
Right. So this is not so thrilled. So above the line, he says Shiluach HaKein Einu Noeg Ba'Ofos V'Beitzim Sheish Lahem Bailam, that you can't be Yotze if there's somebody who owns it already, because it says Ki Krol Efenecha Kan Sipor. There has to be something that you happen to confront, that you happen to come across. And if it has an owner, so that's not mikra, that's mezuman. Now, remember, we said that if it's in a dove coat, right, those things, so I think that we do assume that to be owned, but you could still be Yotze Shiluach HaKein there. So, okay, but anyways, uveitzim shekfar zachu behem echa, but if you actually were kona it, and then you were mafkir it, so can somebody else be Yotze with that unowned egg? So that's a machlokas. Yishom de pater mishiluach de kevin shahaya lehem bailim kfar mikri mizuman. That you're already pater from shiluach hakein because it already once had a baal. It already once had an owner. So in the footnote here on the back of the page, which you also don't have, so he quotes it from the Imre Yosher, where he says the hefker eno moel lahafkia shem mezuman, that hefker doesn't work to remove the idea of mezuman from it. And he quotes others that no, maybe you could. He quotes Chassam Sofer that says that you could, and he quotes also from from Rav Shlomo Zalman also, that Nota Lomar da Afshev Kiru Mikre Mezuman, that it is called Mezuman if you picked it up. And then he quotes here from Rav Shmuel saying, V'kamashanim haya Rav Shmuel Mora Uva demahani hefker lefkiya shem mezuman. That for many years Rav Shmuel paskind that being mafkirit was enough to remove the mezuman name from it. and someone else could come along and do Shiluach HaKein on it. Umihu shuv chazer, but then he backed down, right? Amar, and he said, no, Shishapri Yishlachu Shodivi Achorim Shakasu Dolomahani Hefker Lefki Hashem Izum. That no, we should probably be concerned for those Achronim that write that it doesn't work. Dolomahani Hefker Lefki Hashem Izum. Dafel Gavdi Yisod Shem Izum and Taloi Ba'ofo Beitiv Sheish Lobayim. That even though we normally assume Izumun means that it has a Baal, but I mean, the pshat on the pasuk is mistabra that any time it had a baal at any point, it no longer could be called ki ikra. It can no longer could be called something that you came across by happenstance, and therefore he paskins it doesn't work. And then he adds in as well, and he says, and even according to those that say that hefker does work to be mafkia the shem izuman, he says that would only be by a nest of hefker she'ain darkly gadol in b'nei adam, if it doesn't grow with people, right? But then you could say, what do you mean grow with people? Meaning a bird in a cage or something. So you could say, well, I'm being mafkirit. So if I'm being mafkirit, so then maybe I could be yotzei shiluach hakein with it. So he says, no, that for sure is no good. I mean, yeah, very nice that you announce that it's hefker, but you can't say that it's ki kare kan sipur, that you happen to come across a nest when it's sitting in the cage. It's still sitting in the cage, even if you announce that it was hefker, and even if you announce that it's, you know, ka'afra bialma, which might be kind of insulting to the bird. But, right, even if you stated all of those things, still it doesn't fit the pshat of the pasuk if it's in a cage and it's yours and it's present and you know exactly where it is and all of that. Okay, so that is his pshat.
Maybe I missed this, so maybe you're going to get to it, but if you're walking along and you see, say, I don't know, a bluebird nest, which we can't eat anyway because we don't know if it's kosher, right? So are we supposed to still do this or not?
So, well, the first question is whether you should do it even if you come across a dove nest. Right, if you happen to be walking there, etc. So if you're going to be in the camp of, well, yeah, we have an opportunity to do the mitzvah, you should go ahead and do the mitzvah, and feelings of the mother dove, be darned, right, let her go and complain to Hashem, and that will be in our interest anyway. So once you're in that camp, so then it's, so would you do it even with birds that we're not sure about? So it seems like yes, if there's a possibility that it's kosher. Now, I don't know if bluebirds have a possibility. You start getting into the claws and the drosa, like the, you know, that's the part in Kulin that I don't know. Like 3 days after we do in Daf Yomi, I don't remember it at all. All right, but the
I wouldn't do it with an eagle.
Right. So you wouldn't do it with an eagle, you could potentially, but something that is a suffix whether it's kosher, meaning something that we're not sure about, but we just don't eat it because we don't have a mesorah on it. So then you would do it here because you do have the possibility of being yotzei the mitzvah. I think we came across that at some point. Okay, so Zayin and Ches, it's also really coming straight out of Mishnayos. There's a little bit, whatever. So let's just do it here in the Shulchan Aruch itself. He says, "Hayu abitzim muzros o hafrochim mafrichim." He says, if the eggs are infertile, or the birds are, already flying, which is fledgling. Fledgling means it already can fly, right? Is that the okay? So are fledgling birds already? O shehem trefa, or they are trefos. O shezachar rovates al hakan, or the dad is on the nest, or the sheof tame, or it's a tame bird that is on the tahor eggs. I guess they paid a sit. I guess both the father and mother had to work, so they had to bring in a babysitter, right? So they put in. Right? Oh, of tahor, rovets al beitze of tame, or you have an of tahor that is nurse or brooding, is that the word, on top of a nest of tame birds, so pater mishalat. So all of those cases, you are pater, right? So if the eggs is infertile, or the birds already are flying. Now, it's not always so easy to know whether the birds are already flying or not, and it's also unclear what that is. I think
it's also hard to know whether the eggs are infertile.
Right. Well, I think the eggs being infertile, you might know because there's no data. I mean, if you grow it in a particular way, right, then aren't those eggs, which is my question that I asked Nathan Slifkin already over a decade ago, because at the Gemara in Sanhedrin where it talks about that they took away the Yetzirah for for Gilui Arayos, and the Gemara says, and they couldn't find any eggs in the market 3 days later. So why not? Meaning, eggs could continue to produce eggs even if they're not whatever procreating.
It's all the time. It's all the eggs we eat are
right. Right. So
they only produce them because they have an instinct to whatever nature to reproduce. If you take away reproduction, then there's no point.
So they even wouldn't produce non-fertilized eggs. That's
well,
what you.
Well, depends what you mean by the eggs. All right. Does a chicken have eggs? All right.
Well, I mean, the implication of the Gemara is that whatever spirit that is was removed from the world to the point that it even impacted the animals, right? That's the point of the Gemara. So the Gemara is assuming, right, in order for it to make any sense, you have to assume that there is some type of, an urge that is impactful for the birds as well, right? So, but if saying if they could, totally removing it even removes the desire to lay infertile eggs, so that would answer the question, but all right. He said it's a good question. I remember this was in Phoenix, or I mean, this was now 12 years ago, so it could be in the last decade he's come up with some things, but I remember at the time he's a question.
What does muzer means infertile? Muzer means like strange.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the Mishnah, that's the way it's used.
Not in Hebrew, it means strength. I don't know about Mishnah.
Yeah, no, if you look at the Taz gives you the explanation. He says, but it's learned that from Ephrochim, just as Ephrochim are b'nei kayama, af beitzim dafka b'nei kayama, that it's eggs that would last. Uma beitzim tzrichin l'iman, af Ephrochim tzrichin l'iman. And just as the eggs need the mother, so too you need birds that still need the mother, as opposed to those birds that are flying already. So at least the... Yeah, so the understanding, at least in the Mishnah, is that that's what it's talking about. Things that are infertile. Yeah. And then in Chesir it says, "Haisa rovetzes al beitzim she'ena mina v'heim tahorim hareza mishaleach." This is an interesting machlokes, right? If it's nursing on eggs that are not of its own type, but yet they are still tahor, so you have a tahor female bird on top of tahor eggs, is there a mitzvah du shiluach hakein in that case? And their Shulchan Aruch paskins, yes. But if you don't, you're not you don't get Malkus. Why not? So the truth is that's a Machlokus. It's a Machlokus. We've shown him whether it's needed or not. Kolomar is the, it's Machlokus how we paskin in the Gemara, because the Tshachir explains, Kolomar ha'im ha'veitzim shneim tahorim el she'inam mina, but they're not the same type. When we do lo chilek mashma filu bekora nekeva eno loke. That even if it happens with a... Korah, was that the name of the? Yeah, the Korah. The Korah is a at least the Korah is translated in the Artsville Gemara as a partridge, right? A partridge in a pear tree, I guess. So apparently, partridges are known for volunteering to watch other people's kids. Good to know, I guess. Not sure what they're doing in a pear tree, but that is what the Gemara is trying to is describing. It seems so. Then it's a
kids.
Yeah, so it would go and nurse other birds' kids, right? That's the machlokas here. So do you need to send away a mother bird from eggs and chicks that it's watching, even if it's not the mother? And it's not even the same species. Shena mina, right? Lo chilek mashma, the Shach says. I feel bekori nekeva, right? Ain't a loki. You wouldn't get malchus. V'hainu das harambam, kosh kasu beis yosef, v'chein arif, kifi ma shehevin harash, midvara. V'acharav nimshachu, rabbeinu yeruchem, v'abach, behavanas das harif, aval das harash, v'tur, v'rashi, v'ran, v'ran, they all say, uvekori nekeva chayiv, afa pishu revetes, abeitzim shena mina. That no, you would be chayiv on them. Kevin v'shnehem, tahor, but they're both tahor. So it ends up being a machlokas, which then leads you to this psak in the Shulchan Aruch here that you would.
This is an aside. I think that certain species, I'm not sure how universal it is, the eggs have certain patterns on them, and they can see which eggs are theirs. The mother can see which eggs are there by the patterns of the marks or the colors. I mean, not all eggs are like white, like the ones we have. They're like
right. Okay. Yeah, I would assume. Right, I would assume that that's true. But it's interesting. But here it's saying, mean the Mishnah is like a little difficult because it's saying a kosher on a non-kosher or a non-kosher on a kosher, implying that a kosher on a kosher would be okay, but then it seems to exclude this korah, this partridge, which they assume to be a kosher bird, but seemingly over other animals. That's where you have this machlokas we've shown, some assuming that it should be, and some assuming that it shouldn't be. So Shulchan Aruch just comes out in Paskins that, yeah, that you should, meaning safik d'oraisa l'chumra, so therefore you should send it away. But b'di'evit, if you didn't, so you're not going to be chayiv makos because the din is subject to a
machlokas. What I'm saying is that the likelihood of something like this happening where someone, a bird is sitting on someone else's eggs, maybe it happens with the partridge.
Right.
But I'm not sure how common it is.
No. I don't think it's right. I think the Gemara is giving a specific example of this species that did this. I don't know. That was in the habit of that would regularly take care of other eggs and chicks on behalf of the mother. So that's the story. Okay. I know there is. All right. So a little short. I just ran out of time in preparing today. So maybe we'll stop here. Let me see what's going on. Maybe we'll do a shiur Monday night, even though I'll be in Teaneck already. But maybe I would like to maybe finish off this topic. And then start fresh after we get back. So maybe we'll have a shiur this coming Monday night. We'll let you know. Okay, have a good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, all right.
Did you get my email about the calendar?
Yes, I did. Oh, I forgot to include it today. I sent out those announcements very quickly. I'm sorry.
I also sent them something. Show them about the.
All right. Maybe we'll do a special. Maybe we'll do a special midweek edition.